This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here's the headline. Out of CBS News, Dallas, blood, vomit, and diarrhea soaked hazardous materials piled to the ceiling from just one Ebola patient in Dallas. The gentleman that died last Wednesday from West Africa. And now a second nurse that treated him out of more than 70 has come down with Ebola. And now they think her boyfriend may have it as well. And, of course, they sent at least one of his children to school, and he used his apartment and the nearby street as a vomitorium. On top of that, the feds sent just regular cleaning crews in to clean it up. Ebola, at this point, maximum, from the numbers I've looked at, might be a couple hundred people. They're claiming it's three right now. So there's no need to panic at this point if somebody sneezes and has a nosebleed. Or if somebody's had the flu and their intestines are inflamed and they have blood in their feces, that is quite common. Millions of Americans have that every year. But if this continues and you get thousands with Ebola and then tens of thousands with Ebola, the hysteria alone during the flu season, because the first stages of Ebola look like the flu, will cause an incredible medical tyranny. We've had guests point this out. I pointed this out. Listeners have pointed this out. But this morning, watching CNN and then going to the gym, CNN was saying you need to take the flu shot because if you get sick, they will throw you in a quarantine if you have the regular flu for 21 days or longer. As if a flu shot protects you from the flu. As if they ever guessed the right mutation a year before. They admit they've never guessed. It doesn't work. It causes neurological disorders. It's a fraud. The science of immunization is real. It has some serious risk. But it doesn't work with the flu. And that's just the medical literature. It doesn't work. So I walk into the gym. And not one, but two different people. And I thought they were messing with me because they know who I am, but just vaguely. And say, man, better get your flu shot. I'm going to get it. Or if I get sick, they'll throw me in quarantine. So they won't put in quarantine real people that had Ebola. They stuck him in the emergency room. They stuck him in a group area for days. That's in the news today. Didn't tell him when they knew he had Ebola for days, hey, you better wear a high-level mask, not just a paper mask. The default state and federal health department regulations stated that you were to isolate these people, that you weren't to bring them into the country, that you were to halt West African flights. This is the default. This thing kills between 50 and 90%, on average 70%, but it varies. 70% of people that end up getting this will die on average. This is a big deal. And they get on the news and they say, you got to vomit right in an open wound. Or other gross things to get this. And that's not true. We know this Ebola is different. We know it's mutated 300 plus times. We know it's spreading. The biggest cases before were 26 people infected a few years ago. Now, it has infected hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands, killed 4,000 plus people we know. That's probably a whitewash number. It's estimated to hit 1.4 to 5 million people, depending on what estimate you see from the UN and others. And the border is open, and flights are coming in, And now they're talking about maybe screening people. You don't screen them. You shut the flights down. Anybody originating out of West Africa, you let them know we're not letting you in or they'll flood.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell.
As the Ebola begins to spread, reflecting on our past lives.
Reflecting on my past lives.
And it doesn't.
And it doesn't.
Because in the year 2014, they take me to the gallows pole, the sands of time for our republic and the world.
The sands of time for me
are running low. Because the new world order, the technocracy, has global chaos on its mind. And out of the wars and bioweapons plagues and atomic and hydrogen terrorism, they expect to build on those assets their planetary scientific dictatorship. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're broadcasting worldwide on this October 15th, Wednesday transmission. James Wesley Rawls, former Army intelligence officer, best-selling fiction and nonfiction writer, and one of the top five survivalists in the world, will be joining us coming up in the second hour today to discuss Ebola, economic collapse, and more. So stay with us. for that information. We'll also open the phones up in this hour and in the hour where Rawls is not on with us as well. A second nurse at Dallas Presbyterian has been confirmed to have Ebola. A first nurse was confirmed to have Ebola on Sunday. Subsequent test on Monday confirmed it. Now the first nurse's boyfriend is showing symptoms of Ebola, and they were testing him yesterday and have not released it as of we go live right now. So that doesn't look too good, does it? Confirmed, Ebola is spreading. Now, again, I know how to read CDC protocols, World Health Organization protocols, Health Department protocols on a level 4 contagion. And believe me, Ebola is the top of the line of bad nastiness. Some areas, 90% die. On average, it's 70%. And they brought back dozens and dozens, and last number I saw was close to 30, healthcare workers into the U.S. to be in regular hospital medical facilities. But they go, don't worry, we sealed off one end of a hall with ventilation open, not sealed rooms, not even level 3. They have them in level 2 containment facilities. They've built bioweapons labs in places like Galveston, Texas, out on a pier, and a hurricane 4 or 5 years ago hit it and destroyed the entire facility that had Ebola, smallpox, mousepox in it. Why would you build, since 2001, 36 bioweapons labs under the program BioShield and stick them in the middle of major cities everywhere or on coastlines or on fault lines in California? It's like the devil placed these things. They're all in the worst spots. Los Angeles, California. Kansas City, Missouri. Galveston, Texas. Just like they only want to build nuclear reactors on the worst. I mean, they built Devil's Canyon reactor on 4 fault lines. The only place in the state where 4 fault lines come together where they believe the super mega 10.0 will hit. 2 reactors, giant jumbo babies, will blow sky high. Why would you pick the worst spot? It's demonic. It's not like they only pick a few horrible spots. They always do the worst thing. They always do the most horrible thing. Even if it was ineptness, they would do something good sometimes. So let me give you the headline now. Ebola health worker flew hours before reporting symptoms, Bloomberg. The second healthcare worker diagnosed with Ebola in Texas flew between Cleveland and Dallas hours before she reported symptoms, the state health workers, U.S. health officials said today. How about if you work in a hospital where somebody's got Ebola? You are quarantined to work at home if you choose to have that job. Plus, don't you want to protect your family? If I worked in a hospital as a nurse in contact with an Ebola patient, when I got home, I would spray myself down with bleach in the front yard with a water hose, and then I would go through a window and stay in a room and not let my children near me. Just that's default no-brainer. If I worked in the hospital, I'd do that. But if I worked in the room with him, where they reportedly said the blood and the feces was stacked to the ceiling. That's CBS News. It's like a horror movie where they just splatter out. They never show this on the news, ladies and gentlemen. Nurses Union, Ebola patient left an open area of ER for hours. They didn't clean the ambulance for days. They didn't notify anybody. They didn't clean the house for a week. They don't care. And you can say the hospital wasn't ready. Why did the CDC, once they had an Ebola patient, not whisk him away to a federal facility? They have 36 of these. They have even more level 4 facilities. Oh, now in Bloomberg yesterday, they go, we're going to build special facilities. They don't have to build them. They're already there. At government bases, at federal army bases and things. And we have some other sophisticated facilities. That's where you're going to go now. Well, that's where you were supposed to go. You don't let the flights come in.
I know I keep harping on this. And when somebody comes in and they test positive for Ebola, everyone who is in contact gets put in quarantine. Because if you don't, it's not 50 people or 100 people in quarantine. Who, by the way, they tell these people, go home and don't leave, and then they catch NBC reporters at restaurants who were in the rooms with people dying with Ebola. It's the same NBC medical correspondent. I meant to cover it yesterday. NBC's Nancy Schneiderman breaks Ebola quarantine, apologizes. This is the woman that said, just take your bleeping vaccine. Oh, by the way, Infowars.com article by Christina Sarich, who just does a great job for the site. Vaccinate the whole country with experimental Ebola vaccine, National Institutes of Health. We may need to deploy the vaccine to the entire community. Oh, how are you going to produce 320 million? That's how many Americans there are now, another 30 million illegals, so 300, I don't know, 50 million, whatever it is. How are you going to deploy that? I mean, it would take a year to make that much vaccine, they admit. Oh, they just so happen to have more than 15 vaccines in the pipeline, and three of them become available in December, and then even more in January and February. Oh, and then they had the Washington Post and NBC News and Market Watch and the Wall Street Journal all attack us yesterday in Kurt Nemo's article, taking his quote out of context where he said, looks like they'll make a bunch of money off vaccines that are set to come out. They said, oh, Kurt's crazy. InfoWars is crazy. There are no vaccines set to come out. And they acted like Kurt said it was for sure. He said that they may try something like that. But of course they are. And now they're rolling it out, pushing it, promoting it. Just get your bleeping vaccine, doctor, violates Ebola quarantine. NBC medical correspondent shows zero concern for public health. 2 months ago, we say, don't fly people in here. Stop West African flights. They had CBS News, NBC News, the White House, through Media Matters, which they admittedly run, all come out and demonize us and say that we were insane and there was no risk of it coming here. And now they're back in the news, Media Matters, the White House attacked us yesterday. In fact, guys, click, just type Alex Jones in Google and print me that article, thanks, in Google News. I forgot to IM it to you this morning. I want to show that article because they go, oh, it's crazy. He's fear-mongering saying Obama wants Ebola to spread. Well, when other countries and other African countries all ban people coming in from nations hit with it, and when you bring people in for the first time ever that have it, and then people, medical workers start getting it, and God knows how much it's already spread. But see, they are the authority. They are the White House. And so the White House state-run media, George Soros funded publicly. Let me tell you what liars they are. They called me about 2 years ago. They wanted to, quote, interview me with one of their journalists. And I said, you're not journalists. You're White House hacks. The former transition chief runs it. You have weekly meetings with the White House that gives you their talking points. It's come out in Congress. You say you want to destroy any alternative media in the country. And nobody visits your site, but you are the talking points for CNN, MSNBC. And I said, George Soros just gave you $1.5 million this year. And the head person, the head editor, says, no, we didn't, and starts laughing. And I pulled it up online. I said, here's Associated Press. Here's Wikipedia. Here's the federal, you know, commission. You've gotten, what, $4 or $5 million the last couple of years from him, $1 million plus this year. And the guy went, you got me, Alex. See, they're always about testing. Is this an animal I can feed on? Is this an idiot? Kind of like when Senator Gary Hart was asked by We Are Change. It's in my film, Truth Rising. They go to the meeting where his book signing, and they said, you said in a public letter to Ahmadinejad that the U.S. government would stage terror attacks to blame it on him, so he better do what they're told, or they'll stage a new Gulf of Tonkin. He goes, no, I didn't. And they went, here's your letter in the Huffington Post. He goes, no, it isn't. And when he saw it, he goes, oh, I remember that. And literally gets scared and starts sweating and runs out of the meeting, basically. Has a meltdown like, you're supposed to be an animal. You're not supposed to know anything. You're not supposed to know how to look up federal filings for tax-free foundations that get money and who gave it. You're not supposed to know about my letter to Ahmadinejad. It's like, what? 2 + 2 = 5. You're like, no, 4. No, it does. Do what I say. I'm the authority. Do what I say. So now they've been caught red-handed by WorldNet Daily. At Alexa, run by Amazon, that owns the Washington Post, they've been caught. Every libertarian patriot website turning it off saying we have no visitors when their own internal server shows we're spiking and all the Democrat sites are plunging.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The new drumbeat, as predicted by our guests and listeners, is take the flu shot or you'll be quarantined if you get sick with any respiratory illness. Because Ebola begins like the flu. And what the media is implying is that somehow the flu shot will protect you, period. Or you'll be sent to the quarantine center with the other Ebola patients. They're really saying you'll be given the death penalty if you don't go out and take the flu shot. And even before this Ebola stuff broke out and the government brought it into the country by policy, I would hear people in restaurants, but also on the news and in person, poking each other, going, you better get the flu shot this year. And it doesn't matter if you've got the Canadian government study showing the average flu shot doubles your chances of getting the flu the next year and lowers your immune system by 50%. Doesn't matter if a bunch of other studies show that. Doesn't matter how many medical doctors I have. They go on the news and say there's zero side effects and everything's fine. And they lie to you. So, the World Health Organization says West African Ebola outbreak still expanding geographically. Reuters, the Ebola epidemic is still spreading in Ghana, Sierra Leone, Liberia, and projections show there will be between 5,000 and 10,000 new cases a week in early December, the World Health Organization said yesterday. Liberia needs 79,940 more body bags. That's from the Washington Post. This inventory from the Liberian Ministry of Health and Social Welfare starkly illustrates the huge gap between what Liberia has and what it needs over the next 6 months. Well, I thought 4,000 people had died. Folks, entire cities and towns are collapsing. They're calling Liberia and other countries failed states. But don't worry. The airports are still running, and the people are fleeing to Central and South America and El Norte, the United States. And if you don't accept someone with Ebola into your home, you're racist. And if you don't accept death panels in Obamacare or the VA having troops on secret death list, you guessed it, you're a homophobe racist, which is even worse. So there you go. Sacrifice everything on the altar of political correctness. Sky News reports that there's 60 days to beat Ebola, the UN says. Oh, the UN's going to save us, and so will Obamacare here domestically. The UN says the Ebola outbreak must be controlled within 60 days, or else the world faces an unprecedented situation for which there is no plan. But after it, there'll be a global plan to respond to the next thing, right? There won't be any, why'd you leave the flights open? Why'd you bring the people in? Why did the UN agree with Obama, leave the borders open? Why did you do all this? We'll have Bono come out and raise money for his charity in the UN. Of course, you know it came out. Guess how much Bono gives of the hundreds of millions he's raised for his private charity? Guess how much gonorrhea, whatever his name is. Guess how much this humanitarian liberal, who also gives money to take your guns, guess how much this usurper, this man to Ireland, they should be so ashamed of him over there, guess how much he gives to charity. You can pull it up in the Daily Mail or BBC. 10%? I mean, the Clintons keep 50% for themselves to pay for mansions and jet airplanes for Haitian kids. And that's horrible. That's despicable. 50% is over the top evil. Guess how much Bono of U2 keeps for himself? 98%. Look it up. Bono only gives 2% to charity. 2%. 2%. I want to vomit whenever I see him on TV constantly with some rock concert, sucking off everyone, paying for tickets for his charity to help Africans when the slug of earth. I mean, it's like Warren Buffett lobbying for higher taxes when he gets the laws written where he's exempt. He wants poor people's money. He wants higher payroll taxes by poor people who are losing everything they got, paid to the government so he gets big banker bailouts. Those two ought to be buried together when they die. There it is, Bono under fire over one charity donations totaling $9.6 million. And then you read deeper, 2%. A fraction of his income to charity. Yeah, that's another article you found where he only gives a fraction of his income to charity. No. Yeah, but the charities, he also, when it comes down to his charities, The charities he promotes give a fraction as well. So, yeah, he gives a fraction, and then also the charities he's involved with give a fraction. I know the number I saw was 2%. But I guess the number you pulled up is they're saying he gives 2% of his income. So he makes 9.6 million pounds. And then he gives $118,000 to it. The point is he's a hypocrite.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight
Obama.
Tell
Obama.
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 We did pull up the article. We can put it back on screen. Confirming that the charity is 100% owned and run, the particular one we're talking about, by Bono of U2. And he does give 2% of it to actual charity. So it's worse than that. He just takes the money and then gives 2%. And we can put that article that they found back up on screen. That's out of Metro News. Now, that's in London, the big paper in London that's in the subways. Bono under fire over one charity donations, and then it shows how he gives 2%. Imagine that. Give me money for poor Africans. Look, I'm a liberal. I love black people. And then he gives 2%. But if you have a business and you hire people, period, and then you keep a bigger percentage of the profit because you take the risk, you run the business, you work at midnight, you show up, it's greedy and bad. Warren Buffett says you should pay more taxes because he's exempt and he gets your money. I didn't mean to go off onto that tangent there. Before I get back into Ebola and give the phone number out to take your calls, I personally am doing everything I can to boost my immune system. And from the research I've done and what Dr. Gribbs has broken down, you can read about it and watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. I believe the best thing for me, and I've had incredible results in my health, my stamina, my energy. You've heard the rave reviews from listeners. With Survival Shield, Super Nascent Iodine X2, the only source of iodine that's a deep earth crystal source from the truly pure iodine. What we get turns into a gas in a Petri dish when it's heated up to 100 degrees. This isn't out of seaweed, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't out of the ocean. This is the real deal. And it's available at InfoWarsLife.com. And for a very limited time, I was thinking yesterday, why should we just give 5% off on Survival Shield X2 or the original Survival Shield that's about 50% weaker and not as strong, and it's from a very pure seaweed source, but not the same. It's still excellent. More palatable for children and others, we found. So we have both available, both original and Survival Shield X2. Why not just give 5% off across the board at InfoWarsLife.com for a very limited time with promo code NOW, N-O-W. It's time to protect ourselves. It's time to get ready. It's now to boost our immune systems now in my family for sure. InfoWarsLife.com and get your vitamin C. And get your vitamin D and get your vitamin B12 as well, folks, and get your sunshine and get right with God. Because I've been saying before this Ebola even broke out 6 months ago, the MRSA, the superbacteria, the plagues, the superviruses, the drug resistant, even the feds are saying they want to start restricting antibiotics to be given to animals when they're not sick. I've been in turkey and poultry production facilities. I've seen them. I worked off and on for years in agriculture, working for a large animal vet, so I've seen it all. And let me tell you, those big factory farms are hellish. They are like something out of a science fiction movie. You know, a million chickens in one giant facility with mites crawling all over them, and they can't even stand up. They're force feeding them so fast, and they give them a bunch of antibiotics, and they're basically blind. They chop their beaks off at birth so they don't peck themselves and commit suicide. I mean, it is a hell pit. That's why I will not eat processed chicken. I will only eat free range from places I know where it came from. Because that's why beef is so good, is that it is morally raised out on the field, unless when they fatten them up right before slaughter at a feedlot. It is morally raised, happy animals until they get hit by that gas-powered hammer and, you know, get their brains knocked out. They're scared for a few minutes when they're going up there to get slaughtered. And I think it should be more ethical just because what we allow to happen to them ends up happening to us. PETA is a death cult eugenicist that are just anti-human and want government to be able to vote for the animals and then outvote the rest of the humans. So it's a fraud, an absolutely vicious, evil organization. And I have inside knowledge of it. I'll just leave it at that. But not myself, but family that was able to get into the highest levels of it and then later got out of the cult. And their information is the source of the stuff that's basically wounded PETA mortally. But digressing from that, even the government now that's run by Big Pharma is saying we better stop this. Because it is a Petri dish for mutations, for bird flu. All it's going to take is some airborne, human, communicable bird flu. I mean, it kills 90%+ like Ebola. And they think bird flu will probably go airborne before Ebola. And then you don't get a cold, folks, you die. You don't get a cold, your kids die. There'll be so many dead bodies, they'll have to clean them out a year later, okay? We're talking half the population dead or more. By the way, the Black Plague killed between a third and half of Europe. No one knows. The Black Plague would kill sometimes a third of China, where it came from. The bubonic plague. And it turns you black with pustules all over your body. That's why it's called the Black Plague, the Black Death. Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies, ashes to ashes, we all fall down. And we can come into the next segment with Gravedigger, Willie Nelson. So let's get this straight. We have a criminal elite obsessed with releasing bioweapons to reduce our numbers and build some Moonraker, Zardoz, Elysium Do you think in the movie Elysium, they're just going to let big third world populations roam around and consume the surface of the earth? No, they're going to go to their underground Elysium or the field of the immortals. I've read documents, you can pull them up, where the elites in the 70s talked about building Elysium ring space stations with gravity. I mean, Ian Fleming, that was high-level MI6 in OSS, wrote Moonraker about it. You know, the Roger Moore film adaptation of it, where a world government group releases a bioweapon to kill everybody while they sit on a space station to come back? Do you understand? This is all the elite talk about. This is their cult. This is what they talk about at cocktail parties. This is what they're into. This is what they do. This is what they discuss. And they're told 90% are to be wiped out. Dr. Eric Pianca talks about that at UT. The FBI visited him. Nobody's going to listen to me. It doesn't even matter. Everybody just wants to watch their football games. I'm convinced most men, while their wives and kids are dying, and while they're crawling around vomiting with Ebola, they'll be watching SportsCenter. I'm serious. So, hey, just, you're dead already. You want to die. You want to roll over. You want to give up. You want to call anybody informed, anybody who's manly, anybody that wants to survive, anybody that wants to thrive, anybody that knows how government works or knows the three branches of government, anybody who's red-blooded, anybody that'll fight, anybody that isn't going to roll over. You want to point your finger and say, we're the scum, we're the problem. Good. You're right. I am the problem. I am bad, Media Matters. I'm evil. You're good to be state-run media. You're good to go work with Alexa to fake the ratings numbers, to show every libertarian or conservative site losing 90% of its viewers or readers when our own internal metrics were spiking and exploding at all-time highs, and you were too dumb to even get Alexa to change their internal subscription service where you could actually get the numbers showing an over 70% increase in traffic in just the last month, you stinking liars. You think you heard us? You think we sell advertising off of ratings, off of your site? We sell it directly off the metrics, off our servers, and off results, jackasses. But it shows how pathetic you are in your whole rigged world. Hey, Alexa, hey, Amazon, if your kids get airborne Ebola or bird flu and are dead in little coffins, how's your fake rating system going to do for you? Why don't you just have an award ceremony, Media Matters, with literally almost no visitors, run by the White House? Millions of dollars being spent every month on you up there in New York City and D.C. And you've got to go fake the numbers to say we have no viewers or listeners? I mean, what a joke. Why don't – it's basically like an 800-pound literal blue ribbon hog, sow, that wins the blue ribbon at the Kansas City Fair. And then you trot it out at Miss America contest or up against a revived, you know, inner prime Marilyn Monroe or Sharon Tate or something like that. And you roll it out and then you have your judges put a crown on the 800-pound pig that has crap running down its legs or something. I mean, I'm sorry to talk like that, but you people are such a joke where you get up on TV and you say 2 + 2 = 5 and there's no death panels and you can keep your doctor and it'll cut the price of Obamacare and Ebola's not going to come to America and Alex Jones is a liar and you don't have any visitors and you're a failure when you people are complete jokes. I produced a film, now downloaded over 150 million times on Google and YouTube alone, Loose Change. I made Obama's Deception watch more than 45 million times on YouTube alone. I made Endgame watch more than 20 million times on Google Video, another 3 or 4 million times. I can just keep listing films that have been seen 10 million, 20 million, 5 million, just constant viral videos, not even on our own pages, just every day with a million views here, 600,000 views there, 5 million views a day on all of our pages combined, millions of visitors to Infowars.com a day, 700,000 to Prison Planet a day, over a million to our one Facebook, and we've got like 30 of them, hundreds of thousands to my Twitter. I mean, we can't even metric. Dominating Roku, Boxy, just went on iHeart, already exploding on their podcast. Just dominating everywhere. And then I sit there and watch a bunch of guys with trendy beards and miscolored socks on there doing podcasts from Media Matters, acting like you're grassroots, acting like you're trendy, when we know full well during the break you're in the CIA saluting the White House and meeting with generals. See, our enemy has beards and little socks and goes, I'm trendy, I'm Nelly, non-threatening, but behind the scenes it's black op operations, fix this, rig that, try to bring down the media, infiltrate, that's who they are, folks. That's who they are, and they are psyoping this country with their NPR voice. I'm so liberal. Let's all talk like this now. Let's go to our next guest. Oh, hi, Kate. Or hi, Jenny. It's good to be here with you. Let's talk about how reasonable and intellectual we are and how we're fake fascist liberals funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. I mean, that's who these people are. And I don't care if you want to wear miscolored socks and have a beard and you watch The Hangover every day. I like The Hangover, too. Why even like trendies? The point is that the enemy wears those cloaks. Do you think a real spy is wearing an Armani suit that costs $3,000 and does 500 pull-ups a day and actually looks like James Bond? A spy is a 80-year-old woman on a walker who looks like she can't walk and looks like she's sick, and then as soon as she closes the door, gets up and is all ready to attack and kill somebody. A real spy has a beard and acts trendy and goes, to sit there and fool you, to sit there and sneak up on you, to sit there and pacify you. They are preying on you scientifically like wolves stalking a jackrabbit. Do you understand that? Do you understand that MSNBC is a military FBI operation? They're basically all former FBI informants, all former or current CIA. You can look up each one of them and actually find that out. Did you know that most of the analysts on military and world affairs on CNN are former CIA or are former secret operations in one of 14 other agencies or are foreign agents of foreign governments like Wolf Blitzer? On record, former registered agent of Israel, known Mossad, former lead spokesman for the Israeli Ministry of Defense, Anderson Cooper, CIA from the day he went to college and out of it, in what? Psychological operations. I mean, and it's great. I love it. I absolutely love it because you can't trump or beat naked truth. Naked, redneck, Americana, in the face, cards on the table, no fear, down-to-earth reality. I could sit up here and act like a trendy or act like a fake pseudo-intellectual. I want humanity to win. I don't want a bunch of oligarchs with derivatives trying to shut down the rest of the economy because they don't want to compete with people. I don't want to put vaccines in kids on record to lower their IQs so a bunch of scum like you can manage them. Boy, you're a real elite that you've dumbed people down and brain damaged them and put fluoride in their water on record so you could rule a bunch of addled, artificially down-syndromed people? All I see is a sack of crap. All I see is a bunch of crooks. All I see is a bunch of fraudsters. All I see is a bunch of trash. All I see is my enemy. You people are filth. You're cheaters. You're with the devil. And to the devil with you. The devil take you. That's why you're all so scared to die. That's why you're all such flaming cowards. Is because you are absolute weak sellouts to the dark side. You people are pathetic. You serve the darkness because you're looking for power. You can't even imagine the power of the good side. But the system puts out this image of good as weak and pathetic and unable to do anything. Oh, look, Washington Post, Anderson Cooper on his CIA internship. Oh, I don't think the work ended when you're blue screening. And you're not really at Sandy Hook, and you got all those actors up there, Bubba. But see, that's why they've got us still. They're so bold that we haven't had a full break with these people. They brought Ebola in. They let it spread on purpose. We told you it would, because you can go look at what real virologists and scientists have said, and you bring in 30-plus medical workers that have it. You let people fly in from countries that are collapsing with it. Do you think it's going to spread? Do you think 2 plus 2 equals 4? You better believe it does, Anderson Cooper! And here's something else, Cooper. You don't have to worry about me coming to do something to you, or any of you other people that want to shut down freedom and arrest your political opposition. You people eat your own. There is no honor among thieves, and you people are the ultimate of dishonorable. And that's why you've turned America into a bunch of backbiting, backstabbing, arrested development, junior high schoolers forever, where almost every business and corporation is leaving this country because all people want to do at their businesses is not work or get something done, but is gossip and talk trash about everybody they work with every night when they go to the bar. That's a little secret about being successful in life, is don't sit around and talk trash about people. Perform, build, excel. That's what leaders do. That's what team players do. But you people have created balkanization between men and women, between the so-called different races, and all this infighting and all this nation of complainers so that the country can't come together against your tyranny so you can rule over us in divide and conquer. Ohio Department of Health, Texas health worker with Ebola visited Akron. How do you say that? Akron. Oh, Akron, of course. Wednesday, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention notifies health officials that the second healthcare worker in Dallas diagnosed with Ebola had visited Akron.
You've forgotten to monitor blockitpocket.com, haven't you? Oh, how quickly we forget. Blockit Pocket wants you to know that they never forget. You have a right to use wireless technology privately and safely. So go now and monitor blockitpocket.com's complete line of custom-designed and American-made products. Blockitpocket.com. Enhance your health and privacy in a wireless world. It's here. Only at blockitpocket.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
So
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913. Made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
103.
103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
So.
So, Cyrus Jones live forever.
Grave digger.
Grave digger.
When you dig my grave.
When you dig my grave.
Make it shallow.
Would you make it shallow? So I can feel the rain.
Grave digger.
Grave digger.
My old friend Willie Nelson bringing us in.
Mural Stonewall, 1903 to 1903.
I wanted to play this as the part where he says, ring around the rosy.
He lost both of her babies.
Pocket full of posy.
Great war.
Ashes to ashes.
Now you should never have to watch.
We all fall down.
Children lowered in the ground. I mean, you should never have to bury.
It's a safe bet they're going to be lowering kids in the ground over this Ebola being brought in. And Obama will be the hero. I told you I'd be the villain. White House says I'm bad. I'm being attacked. Told you. That wasn't a joke. Last few weeks. We know how it works. So we'll sit here and point out who the killers are. We don't care.
Ring around the roses.
Deranged right-wing conspiracy theory. Obama intentionally wants to infect the nation with Ebola. Gee. I'm not a rocket scientist, though I do interview a lot of them. They concur with my analysis. The late Bob Bowman, former head of Star Wars. If you bring in a bunch of people from Africa where they're all falling down and they're projecting millions are going to get it and other countries won't let them in, but Latin America and the U.S. advertise that we are the Ebola toilet and that you can come here to die and bleed out in our hospital, well, you know what's going to happen is we're going to get Ebola. That's why the default was that was against the law and still was. But see, we live in a country now where the southern border is wide open and they've told the kids of the world, come here with your families. We'll give you free passage and send you to a Democratic Party home and pay them $7,000 a month to keep three of you as a business. And then we'll give you voter IDs and judges unanimously have struck it down. No voter ID. And you can vote to do whatever you want in this country. And it works like a charm. So, I'm no rocket scientist. I don't always drink beer, but when I do, it's not Dos Equis. You know, the most interesting man. I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know that when... I know I'm stating the obvious. I'm just going to keep stating it like an emergency alert. Alert, alert. We're letting... Let me talk in an Obama-friendly voice. I don't know why our Lord and Savior, Barack Hussein Obama, the long-legged Mac Daddy... The savior of the planet, according to Jimmy Fox, his bishop. I don't know why they would bring in all these people from hot zones when everyone else is banning it. And I don't know why they would bring in medical workers that have it when they never did that before. They would keep them on ships or at clinics overseas so they were better in country. I don't know why they're bringing them in to the United States and into medical centers and not even putting them in high containment facilities that would stop the spread. They just must not know that bringing people in with Ebola might spread it. They must just not know they're violating set laws and common sense. I guess all of us know how to stop it, but Obama didn't. You're right, White House and Media Matters. It's deranged. It's crazy because you use the word. Like a man in the Sahara Desert wanting to have a glass of water. That's crazy, too. Or wanting to have health and security for your kids. That's nuts. Or finding out about the secret death panels for veterans. Those are going to stay. You're right. I've been an extremist. I'm sorry I got upset and tried to wake people up and didn't like abortion, 54 million dead babies. You're right. That's a wonderful thing that we killed all those babies, too. I want to be trendy like you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3133.